Welcome to the Quest Fishing Adventures podcast, season 2. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. This one's what seems to be a long time coming now. I've actually not been fishing now for about a week and a half. The plans went totally out the window. If you listen to my last podcast, I was meant to have fished last weekend on the big lake for pike, but I was sick. I got sick. I've had the shivers, I've had the cough, so and everything. It's been absolutely awful. But I can assure you, it's not been the big C word at all in the slightest. I've done 3 tests since then. In fact, I did one today to see how I was, and it's still not the big C. So I'm super pleased to say that. But anyway, enough about me being sick. I'm back. It's actually Saturday, and I'm on my way, as you can see from the title, pike fishing on Nando's Lake, doing a bit of lure fishing. Now, the time now is just gone 2 o'clock, so I've not got long at all. Probably about an hour and 45 minutes I'm going to get before it gets dark. So I'm going to try and do as much as I can to try and, squeeze a pike out of there and break this blooming blank. I can't seem to put a pike on the bank this season. It's really, really frustrating. The carp are coming my way, as you can see by the podcast, but the pike, nope. I know there's some pike in this lake, which is why I'm deliberately going on here. As you guys know, it's not a massive lake, so I like to think my chances of catching one have increased. Increased more than fishing back and down at the lake in Milton Keynes. What's that? Caldecott Lake. So I think we've got a better chance here today. So anyway, I am driving right now, but don't worry guys, I am hands-free. But I am going to end this segment here and catch up with you guys bankside. And I'll let you know which lures I'm using, and because I've got a little plan in the back of my head, because there's one thing I'm worried about. So I'll update you guys in a millisecond. Right guys, I'm here walking down to the swim, and it's looking good. There's like, well, I haven't seen anyone on the lake yet as I drove down, which is absolutely fantastic. So it means I've got the whole lake to myself. If any, I'm going to find one person. There's only going to be one person at the end of the day, so that is absolutely amazing. So let's talk about what I was worried about. So when I've been carp fishing this lake this year, there has been a couple of swims which would be really annoying, that I've actually snagged up on the bottom on something. So obviously I don't want to lose my nice expensive big lure, so that's what I'm worried about. So what my plan is to get around that is I've never actually lured fish this lake before, so I don't know what each swim's like. So what I'm going to do is, I have got some cheap spoons that I brought online from another country. I think you all know where. So I'm going to put them out first and just like fan them out within the swim, just to get to know the swims obviously and see if there's any snags out there. And once I've done that, the bigger nice lures. I've got those Samo sliders I really want to try. That lovely pike one I've got from Savage Gear. And I picked up another Savage Gear one the other day, which is that realistic perch. I forget what you call it. Through line, I think it's called. And that's meant to put loads of fish in the bank. Well, there's someone over in that far corner, so we can't go over there, which is a shame. Are there rods out? That's actually the bailiff. I actually really want to be pike fishing this swim over here. Let me just walk down and see if I can see them. Their rods aren't out. He does leave his bivvy out and stuff. Yeah, he's not there. Cool. So I'm going to start down here, down in this end, and see how we get on. And I shall update you guys as I go along and let you know what I'm using. So fingers crossed, guys, I can break this blank. It's doing me head in. I really want to put a pike on the bank. I don't even care what size it is now. Anything will do. So let's get this show on the road and see what I can do. Well, that's enough with the spoon in the first swim. I don't know about. I want to get a salmon slider out. So let's pick one now. Gonna go with this one. I forget the names of them all. This one is that silvery type one. It's like a roach, might be a roach, not too sure. So I'm gonna chuck that out, work that really slow on the bottom, and fingers crossed, guys, it's gonna do the job. Right, no pike on that lure in that swim. So I'm just switching over to another salmon slider. This is like the fire tiger type one. I have to say though, if you've not ever used these salmon sliders, they move so well. It just looks like a dying fish. As long as you like work them properly. When I'm bringing these ones in, not that I'm a pro, obviously, because I haven't actually had a pike on them yet. In fact, I've not had a pike this season. I've not said that a few times now. But if you like do like little one, two like that, they really like dart along, but in like a strange, like dead, like looking fish way. They absolutely are fantastic. So I've got this fire tiger one now. I'm going to give it a go in the same swim. And if I don't get anything on this one, I think I'm going to move to the next swim and slowly start working my way down. And what I was about to say, what I just did, they cast so well, they just fly. Let's just put that in the bush. So I literally just had to walk around and undo it. Just honestly, a little flick, they just seem to like go whoo, and just fly through the air. 100% a wicked lure. So yeah, luckily I got that one back, just chucked in the margin, so let's retrieve it. Right, we changed swims. Nothing in there, unfortunately, on that fire tiger salmon slider. I did hook up on the bottom twice, which is what I was really worried about. And the last one I hooked up was like, I'm gonna lose this 100%. But I didn't, it come free, which was absolutely fantastic. I actually hooked onto a big rock as well at one point, pulled that in, that completely blunted one of the hooks in it. I'm not gonna get the spare hooks on me, so I'm gonna have to leave it on. But I left it on anyway, so I'm gonna give it a go in this swim and start with that one and see what happens, guys. So it's gonna happen. Feel confident enough, let's keep this up, and fingers crossed. Right, still no joy. Just tried that fire tiger. Gonna change over to that through line rainbow trout that I mentioned earlier. Never used it before, so this is the first time. I've heard loads of great reviews about it. Apparently it does put pike on the bank, but you know, we will see. Apparently the action it looks like when you're bringing it through the water actually looks really, really nice. And it does, I mean, it looks legit, it really does. It feels great, honestly, it really does. So let's try that one, let's get it on there, and I'll give you my thoughts after. Right, nothing on that. What are my thoughts on it? Casting, definitely not as good as the salmo. The salmo definitely flies. I do feel a little bit of restriction as this is going through the air. But overall, it's not too bad, in all fairness. You know, it does go. Although I think I've got like something like a 35 gram one. I think they do like a 60 gram, something like that. But my rod can only cast 50. So I didn't want to go over that. So I had to get the smaller one. I would have preferred the bigger one, if I'm brutally honest with you. Whereas the salmos are like, they're like 39. Sorry, yeah, they're like about 45 grams or something. So there's a big difference. Obviously, that's going to make a difference to how far it casts compared, you know, if you're comparing them like for like for each other. Sorry, guys. Movement of it actually looks fantastic. I can't knock that at all. Does look good. I was unsure how to work the lure, so I was just like doing like one, two sort of thing to try and like jig it through the water like that. Because it has those that action, it where it's got those like two like splits either side of it to like give it the tail, like, you know, and the movement and stuff. So I was trying to work it like that to try and imitate a dead fish and all that, but no joy for me, unfortunately. And what I decided to do, because the time now is just kind of up to 3:30, and I'm really mindful like the sun is dropping. Sorry, guys. So I'm actually gonna, I did start off in the corner swim, or one of the corner swims, and the bailiff guy had his bivvy up in the swim opposite, which is obviously the other corner swim. So I actually do wanna work these 12 corner swims before I run out of time. So I'm actually gonna skip load of other swims for now and move up to the next corner swim, do that corner swim, and then move round to the other side and do that corner swim, and basically go from there. Because I'm trying to think, like, where are the pike going to be sitting? They're going to be sitting like, you know, with all the bait fish, hopefully, and is sitting there ambushing. Are they going to be in the middle of the lake? Yeah, quite possibly they are going to be in the middle of the lake. You know, there is like holes in there and stuff. So but I kind of feel like I've got a better chance of catching one in the margins, in the corners. So I'm going to go up to the other corner and now give it a go in there. Chuck a salmo slider back on, and I'll update you guys.
Well, I am not exactly on the lake now. it is the end of that session, unfortunately. What happened was I moved round to the next swim and a nice guy came round and I started talking to him for absolutely ages. Got a bit caught up in time. So I did a little bit of the corner swim there, had absolutely nothing. And then I did move round to the other swim on the opposite side, which I said I wanted, which I said I wanted to do in the corner. Had about 5-6 casts and absolutely nothing. So it just looks like the pike gods aren't with me yet, which is really, really frustrating. Questioning, am I doing something wrong? I don't think I am. I mean, I'm trying all different retrievals on the lures I'm using. I'm trying different lures. I just think my luck is just not in at the moment. I can catch carp, but I can't catch pike. So I think I need to rethink my plan on how I'm going to put a pike on the bank. I really would love to put a pike on the bank before Christmas anyway. So I'm going to go back to the drawing board, have a big think on what I'm going to do, and try and figure out where these pike are and how I can catch one. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. As always, you are true legends, and I shall see you in my next podcast. Tight lines, guys. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.